thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Here's one developer's vision tied to the current Trinity Toll Road and River Park plan. Exquisite high-rise apartments, condos, and office buildings all along Industrial and Irving Boulevards, towering above the levee, overlooking a beautiful park, lakes, skyline, and, okay, a highway. Real estate broker and Vote No organizer Marcus Wood stands next to Dallas County's Crowley Courts building in the old Union Pacific rail yard. 2 years ago, he sold this Industrial Boulevard property to JPI, the single largest Trinity River Corridor landholder with 100 acres. Today, the company's breaking ground on its waterfront tower high-rise project, where occupants will be able to peer down upon the Trinity River.
When you're sitting there next to a world-famous designer's bridge, Mr. Calatrava, at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, people come from around the world to see his work. This will be the first of the two bridges. This puts Dallas on the map, just like we've had the Reunion Tower, and this is going to make all the difference in the world in terms of Dallas as a destination and pull people right here.
So what happens to developers with plans like these if voters eliminate the toll road? Not everyone buys into Wood's grand vision, but one who does is JPI Executive Vice President Jim Fadley. He worries this and other projects along Industrial could die before they're born with a toll road rejection.
Then I think there's going to be a huge pause button that's hit. Nobody will know what's going to happen for, I'll say, an extended period of time. It may be a year or more. Allegedly, the yes vote folks say, you know, there's plenty of other places to build. And so I suppose there'll be some, you know, effort to try to figure that out. Of course, that's all been studied for 10 years, and the only other alternative that had any merit was along Industrial. And, of course, Industrial is a place that currently houses quite a few businesses, and it's also where we have our property holdings. A Industrial alternative is going to pretty much wipe out the vast majority of the land holdings that are available for redevelopment.
Fadley says that's because an industrial highway would take up 300 businesses. Many fear commerce would crater and economic development payoffs would plummet. Marcus Wood estimates a yes vote would cost hundreds of millions in lost tax dollars. But wait, says Patrick Phillips, urban development consultant with Economic Research Associates. Dallas paid his company to study high-speed reliever route options in 2001 and 2, then updated the study for the current development plan. Phillips says when just looking at land values, the best payoff would come from a park with a low-speed, meandering parkway.
If you think about, you know, adding value to adjacent communities or to create a more compelling destination for visitors, then it's really the park that you're concerned with, and you want a road that sort of does no harm to that park experience, and that leads you in the direction of a lower speed, a gentler roadway experience that may not do a whole lot for regional traffic congestion.
Phillips says think of New York's Fifth Avenue properties adjacent to Central Park with its meandering road and walkways. Dallas never paid for a low-speed parkway study. It only asked for the economic impact of speedway options. Phillips, however, says Dallas claims dual needs, a route to relieve traffic congestion, and parks.
It's clear that in Dallas, both roads and green space create value.
Not for Mark Spence.
Can I take that?
Yes, sir.
For 25 years, Spence has run Superior Cooling Services, which fixes diesel engine radiators. Located upriver on Irving Boulevard at Sylvan, Vote Yes signs stand out front against prevailing business views up and down the boulevard. Spence wants no toll road.
I see concrete being poured out there by the river would be for generations to come was such a tremendous mistake for them to look back at us and go, how, why did y'all allow this to happen? There's a lot of places you can build roads, but where could you build this kind of park?
Spence lived and raised his children here less than a mile from the river. Photos of his grandkids in kayaks make them Trinity River poster children. He says the park and river, without a tollway, would let everyone enjoy a natural, rural environment, even though it's in the city. He knows that if he wins, his business might be taken for the alternate toll road along Industrial and Irving Boulevards, but he's not worried.
But I believe that's more of a scare tactic. I don't believe that the tollway will be put in on Irving Boulevard any more than I believe the story where the cow jumped over the moon.
Spence says there are dozens of untried options to fix the Mixmaster. Officials, he claims, have kept them quiet. Across the street, business neighbor Richard Knox of Knox Oil is unconvinced by Spence. A sign at his truck fueling station on Sylvan and Irving reads, "Vote No." Knox likes the current plan for the toll road and park improvements.
And so this road is just a vibrant part of helping our city. If we don't do the road, we're going to have what they call gridlock. Ever since I was a kid, Mayor Eric Johnson talked about the Trinity River Project. It never happened, but we're on the forefront of that happening. And that's the cool part about this whole situation.
Knox dreams of those Calatrava bridges equaling Paris's Eiffel Tower. And he likes that nearly every local official backs the toll road, including those who often disagree with each other. He also disagrees with Patrick Phillips' assessment of land values. Knox is convinced the icing on his cake may come from his soaring land values if voters keep the tollway.
You know, it can go up to 27 stories on this property, and that's what they envision. You know, 27 stories looking at the river. But we're going to be a high-rise kind of deal at the end of the day.
But not, he fears, if voters say yes, or an Industrial Boulevard tollway takes a third of his land. Would the city seriously consider an industrial freeway if voters reject the Trinity Toll Road? Jim Fadley and other toll road supporters don't think so because of the expenses and business relocations. Toll road opponents say an industrial speedway should not be ruled out. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.